Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hey, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and it's time for more AOR, melodic rock. They'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. And this is volume number 17 in the AOR AOK series. And we're going to kick things off with a band called Hunter, which is the name that was adopted by Australian band Dragon in the second half of the 80s, basically when they tried to go international. The band formed in New Zealand in the 70s, moved to Australia, and were very successful, and in 1985, the record label Polydor flew the band to New York to work with Todd Rundgren as the producer for a new album called Dreams of Ordinary Men. When the album first came out in 1986, the band was billed as Dragon, but the record label and their management decided to try to launch the band as an Australian phenomenon in the US, but changed the name to Hunter, which was the last name of the two brothers that founded the band, Todd and Mark Hunter. So the record was remixed and re-released as Hunter instead of Dragon. So we're going to hear a song from that record by Hunter. This is a great song called Rain.
It's happening.
Jim Jidhead was the singer for the band Alien, who were featured on the very first episode of AOR AOK. In 1989, he released a really good solo album just called Jim, and we're going to hear a song from that record right now. So this is Jim Jidhead and a song called Dangerous. Up next, we have another song called Dangerous. This is by a band called Big Trouble, an all-female band that was put together by a TV executive named Fred Silverman. I don't know if there was any kind of aspirations to have a television show, but they did have a self-titled album that came out in 1988 on Epic Records, co-produced by, among others, Giorgio Moroder and Richie Zito. And like I said, the song we're going to hear from that record by Big Trouble is called Dangerous. We'll be right back. Up next is a guy named Jimmy Martin, who moved from Luxembourg to Los Angeles at the age of 19 to become a professional musician. He put out an album called The Rhythm of Life in 1989, and we're going to hear a song from that record right now by Jimmy Martin. This is called Don't Look Back. We'll be right back. Up next is a band from Denmark called Harlot. They had an album in 1989 called Room with a View, and this is a song from that record by Harlot called Keisha. We'll be right back. This next band, the Crosswind Band, put out one 5-song EP in 1987. Let's hear a song from it. This is called Why Don't You Think About Me? Up next is an English rock band called Taxi with two X's, formed in the late 70s by Scottish-born singer-guitarist David Cumming, keyboardist Colin Payne, and drummer Jeffrey Need. They released four albums in the 80s, the last album, Exposé, coming out in 1985. Then in 1987, a song by Taxi surfaced on the Secret of My Success soundtrack. And this is a great song by Taxi. It's called Heaven and the Heartaches.
Never feel the passion. Well, it's been no bed of roses.
This next band, Boys Town, had one record on Air Records in the UK. Came out in 1989. It's called Angels with Dirty Faces. Let's hear a song from that record by Boys Town. This is called I Need Shelter. Next is a song by Jim Capaldi, founding member of Traffic. He was a British drummer, but also a vocalist and a songwriter. He had a solo album in 1988 called Some Come Running, and we're going to hear a song from that record by Jim Capaldi. This is called Take Me Home.
Standing when you feel broken hearted.
Up next, we're going to hear a song by Toni Norum, who is John Norum's sister. John Norum was in Europe, and he was in Don Dokken's band when Don Dokken went solo and put out the Up From the Ashes record. Toni Norum had an album in 1986 called One of a Kind, and this is a song from that record. It's called Stranded. Next is a band called Perfect Crime. This is a band from Norway. They had an album in 1990 called Blonde on Blonde. Let's hear a song from it right now. This is Perfect Crime and One of These Days. This next band, Prophecy, were an American band that released one 4-song EP in 1981. Let's hear a song from it by Prophecy. This is called Paradise Fire. Up next is a singer from Florida named Lauren Smokin. She put out a self-titled album in 1988, which was produced by Jack Douglas. Let's hear a song from that record by Lauren Smokin. This is called License to Love.
Okay, license to love.
This next band, PM, was formed by two brothers, James and Peter Meyer, and a drummer named Roger Guth. In 1987, they signed to Warner Brothers Records and actually had a top 10 hit with their song Piece of Paradise. The guys in PM would then go on to become Jimmy Buffett's backing band. But let's hear that top 10 hit by PM. This is called Piece of Paradise. Thank you. Up next is a British band called Big Big Sun. This band had a record deal with Atlantic Records, but their album Stop the World ended up not being released in the United States, only coming out in the UK in 1989. Anyways, let's hear a song from that record by Big Big Sun. This is called Game Goes On.
Looking for a reason, maybe there's none to find. If you'd only look beneath the surface, if you could only read between the lines, if you're searching for an answer, maybe it's time to change. And if you could only feel the spaces, well, you wouldn't have to look again. If you had me in the darkness, tell me you feel afraid. Ooh, if you need a hand and you need somebody, well, you only got to look this way. If you can only get what you always wanted, maybe this dream would come true. Yeah, if you look around the corner, there's one waiting there for you.
Up next is a British band called Heartland, founded in 1990 by Chris Ousie and Gary Sharp. This band released 10 records between 1991 and 2007. We're going to hear a song from the first album by Heartland, released by A&M Records in 1991. This is a song called Real World. Up next is an Australian band called Word of Honor. They had one record in 1991 called Heat of the Moment. Let's hear a song from that album by Word of Honor. This is called Power for Love.
It's not
Up next is a French singer named David Halliday. We're going to hear a song from his third album, Rock and Heart, which came out in 1990. This is called Can't Deny. Well, usually on AOR, AOK, we have a Canadian segment, but for this episode, unfortunately, I only have one Canadian band featured, and it's this next band, World on Edge, a pop group from Quebec. They were nominated for a Juno Award for Most Promising New Group in 1992. Their self-titled album came out in 1990. Let's hear a song from that record by World on Edge. This is called Words Touch the Sound. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a song by a band called Aircraft, and that's Kraft with a K. This band was formed in 1982 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. This song is from their fourth album, In the Red, which came out in 1990. This is Aircraft, and Someday You'll Come Running.
Door is open, but your heart is closed. I heal your hurts and pay the price. You walk away and don't think twice. Maybe I'm just a fool who always answers when you call. Baby, who else would shelter you when the rain begins to
be back.